Get a Move On, written by Ben Bailey Smith, illustrated by Meta Engel, published by Bloomsbury Education. Get a Move On, written by Ben Bailey Smith, illustrated by Meta Engel, published by Bloomsbury Education. Get a Move On! No more slacking! Action stations, let's get cracking! Get a Move On! No more slacking! Action stations, let's get cracking! Mum is shouting in that mum way. Let me guess, it must be Monday.
Up you get, Max,
Daddy roars. Eve's already up, of course. Bet he'll say before we leave, why can't you be more like Eve? Mum is shouting in that mum way. Let me guess, it must be Monday.
Up you get, Max,
Daddy roars. Eve's already up, of course. Bet he'll say before we leave, why can't you be more like Eve?
Why can't you be more like Eve?
He says, and then,
what's on my sleeve?
That looks like a ketchup stain. Hard to wash out, I explain.
Why can't you be more like Eve?
He says, and then,
what's on my sleeve?
That looks like a ketchup stain. Hard to wash out, I explain. Daddy screams and disappears, and Pep decides to lick my ears. I tickle his chin and then...
Max, I won't tell you again!
Mum yells, have you seen the clock? Dad shouts,
where's my yellow sock?
Daddy screams and disappears, and Pep decides to lick my ears. I tickle his chin and then...
Max, I won't tell you again!
Mum yells, have you seen the clock? Dad shouts,
where's my yellow sock?
I put on a puppet show. Pep's a little busy, though.
Oh, this is beyond belief,
says Dad, and Mum shouts,
brush your teeth!
Think I'll do it after toast. It makes the marmalade taste gross. I put on a puppet show. Pep's a little busy, though.
Oh, this is beyond belief,
says Dad, and Mum shouts,
brush your teeth!
Think I'll do it after toast. It makes the marmalade taste gross. Mummy shouts,
I'll go bananas if you're still in your pajamas.
Daddy's face goes stiff and shaky when I show him Mr. Snakey. Mummy shouts,
I'll go bananas if you're still in your pajamas.
Daddy's face goes stiff and shaky when I show him Mr. Snakey. Eve is washing up her plate and says, hey, Mum, it's getting late. Mummy goes to start the car. and I look for that orange jar. Eve is washing up her plate and says, "Hey, Mum, it's getting late." Mummy goes to start the car. And I look for that orange jar. After my third slice, I guess, it might be time for getting dressed. Dad gets egg yolk on his tie and looks at nothing in the sky. After my third slice, I guess, it might be time for getting dressed. Dad gets egg yolk on his tie and looks at nothing in the sky. Just then I hear, "Martin! Martin! Come outside! The car's not starting!" "That's a shame," I start to say. "And Eve's big school's quite far away." Eve just glares and folds her arms, and Dad screams, "Just keep calm! Keep calm!" He trips on a tennis racket and tears a bit of his jacket. Just then I hear, "Martin! Martin! Come outside! The car's not starting!" "That's a shame," I start to say. "And Eve's big school's quite far away." Eve just glares and folds her arms, and Dad screams,
"Just keep calm! Keep calm!"
He trips on a tennis racket and tears a bit of his jacket. Dad goes out and Mum comes in. Eve's eyes roll round in a spin. On the window, I show Pep how to draw by using breath. Dad goes out and Mum comes in. Eve's eyes roll round in a spin. On the window, I show Pep how to draw by using breath. Mum has some leaves in her hair. Dad makes noises like a bear. Eve says,
"Mother, make a call and tell them I'll be late for school."
Mum has some leaves in her hair. Dad makes noises like a bear. Eve says,
"Mother, make a call and tell them I'll be late for school." "Better do the same for work," says Mum. Then, "What's that on your shirt?" "Oh, for Pete's sake," Dad says after.
"Who's Pete?" I ask. No one answers.
"Better do the same for work," says Mum. Then, "What's that on your shirt?" "Oh, for Pete's sake," Dad says after.
"Who's Pete?" I ask. No one answers. I turn to the glass and spy someone I know passing by. Through the window, walking right past, Kate McKenzie. She's in my class. I knock on the glass and wave. Kate waves back and smiles and waits. I turn to the glass and spy someone I know passing by. Through the window, walking right past, Kate McKenzie. She's in my class. I knock on the glass and wave. Kate waves back and smiles and waits. Kate is always fun to talk to. Her mum calls out,
"We can walk you."
"Yay," I shout, give Pep a stroke, and go and get my bag and coat, grab my scarf, and just before I go to walk out through the door. Kate is always fun to talk to. Her mum calls out,
"We can walk you."
"Yay," I shout, give Pep a stroke, and go and get my bag and coat, grab my scarf, and just before I go to walk out through the door, I turn to say goodbye to Mum and Dad and Eve, but everyone is shouting, screaming, making calls. Black stuff's dripping in the hall. I don't think they've read the time. "Guys, it's nearly 8:50. I'm walking to school with Kate." I turn to say goodbye to Mum and Dad and Eve, but everyone is shouting, screaming, making calls. Black stuff's dripping in the hall. I don't think they've read the time. "Guys, it's nearly 8:50. I'm walking to school with Kate." "Get a move on. You'll be late." "Get a move on. You'll be late."